It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson and thrilled to have a conversation with some of my fellow Liberty Toastmasters folks today. It's going to be a great show. Thrilled to have in studio with me the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, Rick Rome. Rick, it's great to have you here.
Kim, good morning, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and thanks for having me.
It's always a lot of fun. It's an adventure.
It is truly an adventure.
And so we'll be talking with some of our colleagues in segments 2, 3, and 4. But Rick, this show is really based on conversations about important issues. And we look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And socialism, there's this narrative out there that is really romancing socialism. But ultimately, socialism comes down to force. And we're Americans. We really like freedom.
Freedom is one of the things that got me involved in this Toastmaster Club, quite frankly, to begin with. It was the idea that I needed to find a way to articulate those feelings and those senses that I know are true in my heart and those convictions that I have resolved to see through to the end. It's part of the whole reason that I got involved in the political process to begin with, just as an activist.
Well, you know, and there's many, do you ever have friends that you say, they'll say, oh, I'm not involved in politics. I'm not interested in politics. But what we are finding out is politics is interested in you.
Oh, yes, it is. Even if you're only paying attention for 7 minutes a week, you need to be paying attention.
You do need to be paying attention, and that is why we do this show. And, you know, we're really excited as we look into 2020. It's going to be a robust and raucous year, but it's going to be an important year to have these conversations. And so we talk about freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. Nazi stands for National Socialist German Workers' Party. It's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, or freedom via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, or unpredictable and excessive taxation. If something is a good idea, Steve, you don't need to force somebody, right?
Well, we kind of beat this drum every day, but it's worth beating because there's just so many people not paying attention, and they just... And yet, at the same time, we've also said identified a certain segment of the population that, well, they might look at socialism and be drawn to it because of the challenges that are in front of them. But you know, it's not the answer.
Well, and many times challenges or perceived challenges have been put in place because of public policy. And then PBIs come in and say, we can fix this with more public policy. And whenever you hear the words mandate, regulate, those are code words for force. And we do this show. It's a great honor. It's a great privilege. And I want to say thank you to the team, to producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. I so appreciate your support, your good work. And to each of you listeners, thank you. You're valued, you're treasured. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, soul, mind, and body. And be sure and check out my website. That is kimmunson.com. That's spelled M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. Podcasts of the show are there at the website. And I love hearing from you. But let's go ahead and jump in today. So we're going to be talking about speaking. And I was trying to think of good communicators. And Rick, how about Aristotle? Are you ready for that one?
I am ready for Aristotle.
Okay. Now, Aristotle was a Greek philosopher and polymath during the classical period in ancient Greece. He was the founder of the Lyceum and the Peripatetic School of Philosophy and the Aristotelian tradition. Along with his teacher, Plato, he has been called the father of Western philosophy. He was born, Steve, in 384 B.C. He died in 322 B.C. So do you think that he could have some words of wisdom in almost 2020?
We've been doing this too long. I guarantee you he's going to have something applicable.
Okay. So here you go. He says, excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Rick Rome, we see so many people being encouraged to be victims. And here we have, that's not a way to live a life. And here we have Aristotle, born in 384 BC, and he says it's choice, not chance, determines your destiny.
Kim, the first thing I think of when I heard that quote was, it really leads to the idea of being deliberate in what we do. Make deliberate decisions, take deliberate actions, find a way to be involved that addresses a specific goal in mind so that we can achieve that level of excellence that is not an accident, but by design.
Well, and isn't that, I know in some ways the word empower is overused, but it empowers people once they realize that they can make choices that affect their life and that they're responsible for those choices. And I really think, Rick Rome, that is inherent in the American idea.
Well, Kim, you know, somebody had once mentioned to me that freedom is the only tent that's big enough for everyone. And that's also speaking to that idea of a deliberate and excellent source of excellence in our choices.
I tell you, you get some nuggets when you listen to the show, and there you have one right there, that freedom is the
only tent big enough for everyone.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So, okay, Steve, I got a funny for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. A radical Denver Boulder political activist was a guest speaker at the golf club dinner. As the radical Denver Boulder political activist stood up to speak, a few of the men saw it as an opportunity to sneak off to the bar. An hour later, with the radical Denver Boulder activist still talking, another man joined them. They said, "Is he still talking?" they asked him. He said, "Yes," another man answered. He says, "What on earth is he talking about?" He says, "I don't know. He's still introducing himself."
Oh, yeah.
<Da-da>. And that was in honor of Toastmasters. I was looking for speaking jokes. Did you like that one?
Yeah, but how did it start out again? The Denver Boulder activist?
A radical Denver Boulder political activist.
Gee, do we have any of those around here?
We do, and that is a great segue into the next thing I want to talk about, and that is our Stand for Colorado rally. You know, we're through Christmas. New Year's is right around the corner. January 8th is the first day of this new state legislature. They convene, and I hear that you thought last year was bad. Well, fasten your seatbelt. There's going to be some stuff this year, and so we need to show up. And typically, we don't go down to the Capitol because we're busy with our jobs and our families. But if they think that we're not watching, then we get what happened last year. And so the Stand for Colorado rally is January 8th, the first day of the legislative session. It's a Wednesday. I know it's middle of the week, middle of the day, 11 o'clock. It'll be on the west steps of the Capitol. And I recommend that you start to plan ahead right now. Maybe take a long lunch, maybe take a day off. But is it is important to show up? We are Americans, and we show up when we see people that are not doing the proper things the government should be doing. We show up, and we say that's not okay. And so I think it's going to be a very important day, Rick Rome.
Well, we're feeling the ramifications of what happened in the last legislature, and I was thinking that even with the new year coming up, about a resolution and the resolve that it's going to take to deal with some of the hair on the legs of this legislature that we've got right now. We have the Red Flag Act that was passed last year. We have on the docket the public vote that was national popular vote is up on the docket for next year. We have a presidential election. I personally think President Trump might be the first president to be impeached twice. because I'm pretty sure he's going to get reelected.
And they said if he gets reelected, they're going to impeach him again. They don't even know why, but they said that they will. So, yeah, it's really, really important to show up. So, again, that's going to be Stand for Colorado Rally. You can go to the website, standforcolorado.com. And, you know, let me know if you have suggestions, if you want to help with anything. And if you don't think you're going to be able to show up, and even if you are, we would really could use some help financially, because we've got a great sound system. We'd like to do some social media advertising, and so we could really use some help in that arena as well. And Steve, you said that you're working your schedule. You're going to try to be there.
Yeah, because the way this past year's went down, there was obviously
scheduling
conflict. Yes,
I noticed you were absent.
But I did actually, you streamed that online, right? Mm. Yeah, I did remember watching some of the things as it was happening. So I will be there.
And it's really amazing speakers. And not that we're sexist, but I guess this probably is. When you have to start off with something like "not with," that means maybe it could appear that way. But Rick, We have amazing speakers who are male at Liberty Toastmasters. However, this is primarily going to be a lineup of women. And the reason is because we have strong women that are going to be able to articulate in different things that affect our lives, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. So I hope you're not offended.
Well, and I would say this, Kim, that there is a genetic predisposition between men and women, I believe, are predisposed to be better communicators, quite frankly.
You heard it here, Steve. You heard it here.
And you just said, I hope you're not offended. I'm not offended. I'm encouraged because, you know, it gets my attention. But, you know, the average Joe walking by on the sidewalk that day in front of the Capitol, their attention will be nabbed whether they want to or not.
Well, that's our hope. So we butted in. So continue on, Rikram.
Well, the thing that I'm thinking is that we really need to find a way to be involved, and this Connect with Colorado Day is really a
Stand for Colorado
is a great opportunity for people to make a personal commitment to the state that you live in, your community, an opportunity to go down, get involved, hear some great speakers, connect with people with a like mind and like goals and visions for how they want to raise their families and how you want to raise yours.
You know, and to that point, we actually are, there will be people across the spectrum. I would say that the radical political activists, and that could be, you know, sometimes on the fringes you can have that on both sides, but they're probably not going to be very jazzed about the Stand for Colorado rally because we're going to be talking about freedom versus force, force versus freedom. But we see across the spectrum, it could be your blue dog Democrats to unaffiliated to conservative, libertarian, Republican, across the spectrum. People really like freedom versus force. And so what we're going to be working to do, Rick, is to try to bring this idea. You know, if you think that freedom over here on your main issue is a good idea, and you're thinking, but force over here is, but I hope it's a gut check and saying, if freedom's good here, it's good over here.
Well, and in the West, I mean, I'm a native to Colorado, so I really appreciate the fact that you're doing this and trying to preserve the heritage of the state, which has to do with the rugged individualism, that ability to make decisions for ourselves and the responsibility to take the initiative on those things that, I guess, the
responsibility.
Yeah, the responsibility that goes with making a decision.
And you just hit on something that I always like to talk about as well. We are Coloradans. We are rugged individuals, and even though we have this influx of all of these people coming from other states, what they're coming for is that Colorado spirit, and that Colorado spirit is being assaulted by these radical progressive activists that have taken over our state, and it is time to say we are watching and to take a stand for Colorado.
That's absolutely right, Kim. There's no other way to do it but to get involved.
And so it'll be a fun day. It may be, you know, maybe a little cold. It may be, although we've got the weather committee. They're working diligently to have a great January day. We'll have to see how they do.
Well, even a great January day in Colorado could be 30 degrees as well.
It could be. But we're going to have to, you know, put on our big boy and big girl coats and mittens and hats and show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some really fun things planned. So that will be the Stand for Colorado rally. Go to the website, standforcolorado.com, and we definitely want to have you there. And we're going to go to break here in just a minute. We've got an amazing lineup, Rick, of many of our colleagues from both Liberty Toastmasters, Denver and North.
And I'm looking forward to it. As always, Table Topics is one of my favorite things to do in the club. And we thank you so much for hosting it on the show.
Well, and Liberty Toastmasters is a value partner of mine as well. And I really appreciate that because I'm truly an entrepreneur. And that means I buy my airtime, which there's great freedom in it, but there's also risk because that means I have to find my own business partners. And I am blessed with an amazing list. And I would like to say thank you to these partners. Karen Levine, she's an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Jason McBride and John Buckingham with Presidential Wealth Management. Hooters Restaurants, Susan Cochevar with the historic 88 Drive-In Theater, the Harris family, Liberty Oilfield Services, Jay Davidson with First American State Bank, Lauren Levy with Polygon Fi. He knows everything about mortgages, reverse mortgages, refinance, new mortgages, all that stuff. Water's Edge Winery, Liberty Toastmasters, Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors, and Complete Colorado. And mentioning Water's Edge Winery, there is one other thing. We're starting a salon series And our first one will be in January over at Water's Edge Winery. And Helen Raleigh, who immigrated from China, and Dr. Paul Prentice gave an excellent workshop at the Western Conservative Summit on the punches to knock down Democrat socialism. And so we will be starting that. That will be on Monday, January 13th, 5 to 8 p.m., Water's Edge Winery. And again, the punches to knock down democratic socialism. It costs us $20, and then you can just buy whatever you want to eat or drink. I'm sure Chef D is going to have something really special. And if you're interested in that, email me at kim@kimmunson.com. We're going to get all that information out as well. We're going to go to break. Rick Rome is in studio with me. And when we come back, you will not want to miss it. The subjects on the table will be New Year's resolutions, new beginnings, or the holidays. This is Kim Munson. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Bud or Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. I'm thrilled to have in studio with me Rick Rome. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. It's great to have you here.
Kim, it's, as always, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's a lot of fun. But on the line with us is Hugh Curley, and he is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. Hugh, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And, you know, in as you know, Hugh, in Liberty Toastmasters, we have table topics where you're given a topic and you have to speak about that particular topic, or you can choose something else. And typically it's 2 to 3 minutes. And the subjects that I've given you were the holidays, New Year's resolutions, or new beginnings. So, Hugh Curley, let's hear your toppest topics on one of those subjects or whatever you have chosen.
All right, thank you very much. New beginnings is something that we should be talking about now, and every day is an opportunity for a new beginning. The problem is that life happens and we lose focus right away. So a good way that many people function is they choose a milepost, such as the beginning of the year, for their new beginnings, and to make the New Year's resolutions. And then they can focus on that, and that gives them a starting point, and it gives them this year is going to work better. Well, this is not simply a new day on January 1st. It's not simply a new year, but it is a new decade, 10 times better than a new year as that post. So as we enter this new decade, 2020, let's all focus on the things that we need to change in our lives. I know that I've done some things in the past that I'm not particularly proud of.
We all have.
And they keep coming up and they bother me and they limit me and they make me kind of limit my ability to do things. They limit my ability to reach out. So I'm going to be using this January 1st, 2020, as this major milestone in my life to eliminate the limitations that these things that have happened in the past that didn't hurt anybody except me, make them not affect my life anymore so that I can move on and not have those limitations. This is something that I'm really looking forward to as a new beginning, not for just the day, not just for the year, but for the entire decade. I think that it's probably going to work very well.
You know, I love that. And, you know, the past is the past, Hugh. And I think we all many times carry around that baggage. But the new beginning, as you mentioned, the new beginning the new year and the new decade. I love that. Rick, don't you think that's great?
I think new beginnings are fantastic. It's a great time to be thinking about those types of things.
So Hugh Curley, Liberty Toastmasters North meets the second and fourth Saturdays up in Longmont, correct?
That's correct. It's at the American Legion on South Bowen Street.
Okay, and people can get more information how?
They can go to our website, which is LibertyToastmastersNorth.ToastmastersClubs.org, or you could call me at 303-747-6407.
Well, Hugh Curley, thank you so much. I wish you and yours a very prosperous 2020.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward, and good luck to you, too.
Thank you.
And you, Rick.
Thanks, Hugh.
Hey, Rick, who is our next caller?
Our next caller is Greg Morrissey. Greg, welcome to the show. Our topics today are the holidays, New Year's resolutions, and new beginnings. What would you like to speak on today, Greg?
I'd like to speak on New Year's resolutions.
Okay, what's yours, Greg?
Mine is to be better at what I am. I'm with Liberty Toastmasters. I want to take on the class full and achieve my potential with Liberty Toastmasters, and also with the involvement I'm with the Boulder County Republicans, and we go on to make this country a better country and bring this one nation under God. I'd like to see all the people out there who'd like to join me, get some personal confidence, learn how to speak in front of people. Come to Toastmasters tomorrow up in Longmont. Come join us. Grow with us.
Well, most definitely. You know, I was very nervous about, and you know, let's just back up. You will be meeting the second and fourth Saturdays of each month, and that is up in Longmont, and then people can get more information at LibertyToastmastersClubs.org, I think, right?
Or they can search Liberty Toastmasters North Longmont. The website will pop up, and they go take a look.
Excellent. Okay. And, you know, this is a great New Year's resolution to work on ourselves, to look inward and make ourselves better. So I just love your New Year's resolution, Greg Morrissey.
Oh, I do. I'm looking forward to it. I'm
okay.
Looking forward to the challenge, and I'm going to enjoy it greatly.
Me too. So I wish you and yours a very prosperous 2020.
You too. Keep your good show up, Kim. Your show is very, very important. A lot of people like it.
Oh, thanks, Greg. I greatly appreciate it.
And yeah, your effort's greatly appreciated with the people you bring on, the subjects, how they present themselves. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, that's our goal. I really appreciate that attagirl, Greg Morrissey. Thanks so much. And thank you for listening and letting other people know about it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our next caller is Lisa Carnahan, and she is a member of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And Lisa, the subjects could be New Year's resolutions, new beginnings, or the holidays. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm going to talk about New Year's resolutions, kind of. Maybe it's more of the new beginnings.
Okay.
And again, I'm Lisa Carnahan, and I'm with Liberty Toastmasters in Denver. And I decided that I'm going to embrace begin from behind. I think that I can use the table topics that I'm doing with you now as an example, but I the first time that I was asked to be on here was for Thanksgiving, and I had never been doing table topics on the radio before, so I felt very uncomfortable, and I wrote the whole thing out and read it, which is really not in the in the
kind of the total spirit of table topics.
Yeah, in the spirit of table topics. So, and the next time I progressed, you know, and then I had some outlines, some notes, and I used that to help me speak extemporaneously. But now I'm actually doing it. I'm speaking extemporaneously with the
on the radio.
Begin from
awesome.
Behind is my only thing to grasp onto. And so that's a good example of the begin from behind. You know, the first time I did it, it wasn't exactly how I wanted it. Excuse me. And I just looked to improve each time. And I think that's a great thing. I recently saw a film called Ford versus Ferrari. And if you've seen any car race, somebody can begin after another car and still win the race. So I think that's more. I think oftentimes we have a tendency to be held back by, I don't know, any kind of excuse we can come up with. So you might say, you know, I'm so far behind on my diet, or I'm not getting the kind of sleep that I want, or, you know, I have all these goals, but I took a break from them. So I'm too far behind to really, like, I should just give up now. And I think it's just kind of in the spirit of saying, just embrace that. If you feel that you're very far behind, if you feel like you haven't been good with your goals or you took a break, I'm not so much the New Year's resolution, like I have to begin on January 1st and change my entire life. It's more that at any moment in time, I can begin from behind. I can look at any goal I want to achieve and stop making excuses about why not to work towards that.
Wow, I love that, Lisa Carnahan. I'm always so excited when you give a speech or you get up for Table Topics, because I know that I'm going to learn something and be inspired. So Lisa Carnahan, thank you so much. Wishing you a very prosperous 2020.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
Before we go to break, let's talk with Jason McBride. I wonder if he has any New Year's resolutions or thoughts about the holiday or new beginnings. Hey, Jason, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Boy, you know, Kim, I have stopped doing those because I kept disappointing myself. I wouldn't keep them. But then even better, you know, just a few years ago, my wife told me I was perfect and I didn't need to change anything. So I took her advice and, you know, I just kind of keep on keeping on.
Well, it is nice. Perfect, huh?
Yeah, there we go. But, you know, honestly, I think... you know, every year, at least internally, I try to make a resolution to be a more patient father, which is sometimes tough, and to be a better husband. Not that I think I'm a bad one, but...
we strive for excellence.
You know, and you try, and sometimes you fail, and you get up and try again. So, you know, I don't know if I speak them out loud or write them down, but those are probably the most important things to me at the end of the day is my family, and I want to be the best I can be for them.
Me too. But, you know, one other thing, we've had these, you know, all these Liberty Toastmasters, my colleagues on, and public speaking is difficult many times. And I know the first time that I sat behind a microphone here, I was terrified.
Yeah.
You are a pro. Were you ever afraid?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think the first time I ever did radio is all the way back in 1996, if I remember correctly. So that was a long time ago, back when I was still somewhat young even, Kim. And I remember the fellow I was doing, I think he must have had more experience than me, because I was holding some papers in my hand, and my hands were shaking, and you could hear it through the, because it was a live show, and you could hear the papers shaking through the microphone, and he just calmly reached over and just kind of pushed the papers down on the table and went, so it's come a long way, and you know, it's funny, after all this time, very comfortable doing this with you, Kim, and I don't get nervous anymore, except about some Steve might say to embarrass me on the air. Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty good.
It's okay.
But yeah, up in front of crowds is kind of fun too most of the time, but you're right, it's difficult, I think, until you just go and do it a couple of times, and then I think it's fun most of the time. But there are people that just never, ever want to do it.
Well, but that's why Liberty Toastmasters is so great. And just love, we're going to have some more of my colleagues on in segments 3 and 4. Before we go to break, though, earlier in the week, we did this really fun show, the Santa Claus Stocks, and people can actually download that.
Well, they can. You know, every year we try to pick half a dozen stocks that have done well and have some interesting characteristics. We do up a nice report on those if you'd like to read them for information or you do your own research. But it's the Santa Claus Stocks for 2019. You could get those at airpresidential.com. You can get them at kimmonson.com. Or as you love to say, give Natalie a call when the switchboard's open at 7:30, 303-694-1600. She'll send you out a hard copy the old school way.
Well, Jason McBride, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas during this Christmas season, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You too, Kim.
We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Thrilled to have in studio with me Rick Rome. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And Rick, who is our next guest?
Kim, our next guest is Monica Worster. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So, Monica, our topics today are the holidays, New Year's resolutions, or new beginnings. And we're doing this in a table topic style. What would you like to talk about today?
I would like to talk about how the new year, especially around the end of the year, is a good time to reconsider our priorities and how, if we need to make changes, we can use the beginning of the year to do that. And one way I'm doing is I'm reconsidering my current career and see if I can choose a career path that allows more time for work-life balance.
Well, and Monica, you have a lot of work-life balance because you're a mom and you've got a lot going on. So I understand why you would look at that in 2020.
Yes, definitely. So, yes, I'm trying a new career change and hopefully it works out, and finding a job that doesn't require such a long commute like my previous one, which required a 3-hour commute a day. And that way I can spend more time with my children.
Well, and speaking of your children, at one of our recent Liberty Toastmasters meetings, we had the great honor to meet your children. And I was hoping that Blaine was going to give us a few words. Are we going to be lucky enough to have that?
Yes, I have Blaine right here.
Okay.
I mean, here's Blaine.
Okay, Blaine, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi, Blaine. What's on your mind?
Good.
Uh-huh.
I want a punch. I want a punch from Karate Club.
Okay. Okay, well, Blaine, thank you so much. Wish you a really good day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
He was saying what he wants for Christmas.
Okay. And what was that?
He wants punching gloves.
Okay. You can use that on his sister. So, no. Hey, Monica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. And our next guest is Bill Vetter. Hey, Bill, on Table Topics, welcome.
Yes. Hi, Kim. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Most definitely.
I understand. Go ahead.
Well, our subjects are New Year's resolutions, new beginnings, or the holidays. So what do you want to speak on?
I'd like to talk about new beginnings. I have a couple of examples, one from my life, which occurred long, long, long ago. Really, it was my most memorable new beginning, which occurred when I was six. We had moved from a Chicago suburb to a very small town outside Cincinnati, Ohio. We moved about a month before my sixth birthday, and just before I started in first grade, I was pointing to my mother, "Who's going to come to my birthday party? I don't know anyone."
Aww.
My mother took me by the hand and she led me out the front door. She pointed to the other houses on the street, and she said, go knock on the door of each house. Ask whoever answers, do you have any children my age? See who you meet. So I did. And by the second house, the woman there directed me across the street. I think the kids are playing in the bake yard behind that house. Walk over there. You'll find them. Again, I did. And within an hour, I had met five kids within a year or two of my age. I still remember the experience because my mother's wise advice then still applies. Making new friends takes both courage and initiative. So the other one I wanted to mention is about my wife. She had a powerful new beginning, much bigger than my changing houses. She was born behind the Iron Curtain in communist Hungary. Her first really big new beginning was when, at the age of 24, she decided to escape Hungary. Having secured a two-week visa that allowed her to visit Austria and Italy, she left with one small suitcase and $100 worth of Italian lira. To make a long story short, with the help of a kind-hearted stranger, she crossed into Switzerland and then into Germany, even though she had a visa to neither country. She wound up in Germany, and she started over. Germany didn't provide welfare other than a refugee camp where she stayed while her background was checked. When her asylum request was granted, she found jobs. She learned German. She rented an apartment. And ultimately, she came to the United States, where she lived with her sister. That was another new beginning. And again, courage and initiative were necessary elements of her success. We met, and she made another new beginning in getting to know me and my work colleagues and friends. She learned English, and she was working. Since our marriage, we've moved 6 times and lived in 4 states. Each move was a new beginning, although not quite of the magnitude of her escape from Hungary. So I just wanted to mention these new beginnings because I think the thing of it takes initiative. You have to go out and knock on doors if you want to move quickly and get to know people when you start a new beginning. But to tie it in with your other themes, New Year's resolutions and the holidays, I'll add that each new beginning was met with welcoming kindness by people we had not known. That welcoming kindness, in my view, is the essence of the holiday spirit, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or simply the ancient customs of hospitality to strangers. As for New Year's resolutions, I resolve to remember both sides of each new beginning next year, to have the courage to initiate an outgoing welcome to every stranger I meet. So that's my wrap.
Bill Vedder, you knocked it out of the park, and I have the great honor to know your wife, and what a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome, and have a great holiday and a wonderful new year.
And wishing you and yours a very prosperous 2020 as well.
All right. Bye-bye, Kim.
Bye. Okay, Rick, who is our next guest?
So our next guest is Sue Pratt. She's a member of our Liberty Toastmasters North Club. And Sue, today our topics are the holidays, New Year's resolutions, and new beginnings. What would you like to talk about today?
I selected the holidays, Rick.
Great.
So what's your thoughts, Sue?
Well, when I think about the holidays, it reminds me of all my own family's traditions as a child and how we spent them, especially at Christmas. So as we're entering that Christmas season, here's what I remember. We had an advent calendar in the kitchen along with my grandmother's nutcracker collection, which was placed along her window. And there were electric candles placed in every window of the house, both upstairs and down. And the kitchen was a very active place with all the baking that was going on, particularly the Christmas cookies and the homemade Stella. My grandparents had a customized Christmas card every year with the black and white photos of all our family members, and many people collected these cards over the years to follow the progress of each of us as we grew up. So it was a very special card from the family and remains a part of our own history as a growing and expansive family today. We also had chocolate from Zurich, Switzerland in the house, which we gave the gifts of to family, friends, and that was because my grandparents traveled extensively in Europe every year to visit friends and business acquaintances. acquaintances. My grandmother had at least two or three trees in the house, so we had a lot of family visiting over the holidays, which was very special for all of us. And we had a special Christmas Eve meal that was very simple and traditional with lentil soup and a very light supper. And after that, we had a program where we all gathered in our living room and participated in rather singing Christmas carols, reading from the Bible about the birth of Christ, and so forth. And at the end of the service that we did together as a family, we sang, we read the Night Before Christmas and sang Silent Night. And then there was a moment of prayer, and we had a family member always dress up as Santa Claus and tap on the end windows in the living room to indicate it was time to open all the presents under the big tree. So we had quite a traditional family gathering on Christmas in our New Jersey home where my grandparents lived most of their lives.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's what I remember. Pretty special.
Oh,
that's special for me.
That really is special, most definitely.
Christmas is such a wonderful time for family tradition as well.
It really is. So, Sue Pratt, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me today, and happy holidays to all of you.
And wishing you a very prosperous 2020. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Josh Lalamant. He's one of our members in Liberty Toastmasters Denver, and we'll find out what he wants to do for Table Topics. So, this is Kim Munson. Rick Rome is in studio with me. We'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup. You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. That is spelled MONSON.com. Be sure and go to my website. Sign up for our email newsletters. And today is our Liberty Toastmasters show. We're talking with our fellow members in Denver, Liberty Toastmasters Denver, as well as Liberty Toastmasters North. In studio with me is Rick Rome. You are the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver.
Thank you, Kim.
It's great to have you here.
It is always a pleasure to be here. It's an adventure every time.
It is an adventure. So who is our next guest?
So our next guest is one of our Liberty Toastmasters Denver guests or members, is Josh Lalamant. And Josh, our topics today are the holidays, New Year's resolutions, and new beginnings. What would you like to speak on today, Josh?
Hi, Rick and Kim. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I guess I can combine the New Year's resolutions and new beginnings. And because next year, I have a lot, lots of planned, and one of the reasons I joined Toastmasters is because next year I plan on being more heavily involved in the Libertarian Party and going to the national convention and supporting nominees for president, in particular a guy by the name Adam Kokesh, and So in April, I'll be going to the state convention to be a delegate, and then in May, I'll be going to Austin, Texas, to support my libertarian principles.
Josh, that is very exciting, and it's just so great to get to know you in Liberty Toastmasters, and I think each of us can talk about, you know, where we began and where we are progressing, and you are just becoming more better and better all the time, and it's very inspirational.
Oh, thank you. You guys have been really supportive and helpful in helping me kind of come out of my shell. And I think the last time I went to the in previous times I've been at the conventions, I've been really kind of quiet and shy and not very engaged. And I think Toastmasters is going to help me kind of have a better effect on things, hopefully.
Well, good luck on all that. Looking forward to seeing you. Our meetings and for Liberty Toastmasters Denver are the first and third Saturdays, and Liberty Toastmasters North are the second and fourth. Josh, wish you all kinds of good luck in 2020.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. And so, Rick Rome, president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, who is our next guest?
So our next guest is one of our Liberty Toastmasters Denver's members, Roger Edwards. Roger, our topics are the holidays, New Year's resolutions, new beginnings. What would you like to speak on today, Roger?
Well, I think I'll take new beginnings, but do a little bit different wrinkle to it. It's going to be continuing beginnings.
Okay.
So my efforts for the new year, I have volunteered at my church to do a Sunday school, commit to doing a Sunday school for the next year. We haven't had a continuous adult Sunday school lesson, and this is kind of a new adventure for the church, and hopefully it will get some folks in that will make a commitment to attend on a regular basis, and the goal is to help us extend our membership, grow our membership, and just kind of learn more about Jesus and God.
And is there a particular subject that you're going to be studying this year, then, Roger?
Well, the first one we're going to talk about is a video program. It's features the old land of Israel. So there's a pastor out there. What he does is he takes tours to the Holy Land, and they go through and visit all these sites, historic sites and stuff like that. And he's divided it up into different segments. So this particular segment is going to be on the old Israel. So we'll mostly talk about things that are in the Old Testament and become more familiar with that. My wife and I've been to Israel, and it is one of, it's a life changing experience.
You know, I've
so
always,
I would encourage it is actually on my bucket list to make sure I did that before I kicked off.
You went to one promised land before you go to so Roger, you went to one promised land before you go to the other promised land, right?
That's right. But it is a lot of people worry about violence over there and stuff. Well, I think we've got more violence here in the U.S. and to worry about in Israel, but it is a fascinating and fantastic opportunity to take advantage of the culture and the history of the Bible, and be able to appreciate that not only in your heart, but also in your mind.
Well, that is on my bucket list as well, Roger Edwards, and you inspire me. Every time we have a meeting, you've got such a great sense of humor, and you care deeply about our fellow man. And so thank you so much, Roger Edwards. I wish you and yours a very prosperous 2020.
Well, the same to you and Rick.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you, Roger.
Bye.
Okay, and Rick Rome, you are the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. Who is our next guest?
So our next guest is our Vice President of Education, Brad Beck, who's a member of both clubs, actually. And so, Brad, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Our topics today are the holidays, New Year's resolutions, and new beginnings.
Well, thank you both, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and looking forward to talking with you about New Year's resolutions.
It's hard to believe it's here, Brad. So what you're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, huh?
Well, normally I don't make a resolution, but I have been inspired to have my best decade ever. And the way I got this idea was from one of my business gurus who I just signed up for his seven-figure formula program. And it's Jeffrey Gitomer. And Jeffrey Gitomer wrote the little red book of sales and the little golden book of yes attitude, which I absolutely love because many of us have never taken a course in positive attitude. We take a course in public speaking or listening, but not attitude. And he wrote actually recently two books, Sales Manifesto, which is how to take the early writings of Napoleon Hill before he wrote Think and Grow Rich, and it takes all that early information and puts it in a format that has changed my way of thinking about things. Jeffrey Gitomer talks about how you should write and read and prepare so you can think and create. And so in 2020 is the year investing in myself, and it's going to help invest in my kids, in my family, and my writing. I want to write more. So the only way I know how to do that is to take this program, which is in several modules, and it has to do with attitude. And I think I have a good attitude, but I think I can get a better attitude and have a better mindset. And then it goes into sales, which is really helping my customers and the people I know with their outcomes. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, to serve is to rule. And so I want to figure out a way how I can serve better. And then the last part of it is referrals. And it's not so much getting more business. It's how referable are you? How are people looking at you and they want to share the success that they've had with the relationship or the business or ever they're connecting with you? And people are saying, oh, you got to talk to this guy because here's what he's done for me. That kind of testimonial is priceless. So I want to have the best decade ever. I want to be somebody who is of value and take care of my health and take care of my family, but also be better because I can always do a little bit more and to really start with that yes attitude.
Well, inspirational. And how do you spell Jeffrey's last name?
It is Gitomer.
Okay. Because you talk about him a lot.
Yeah. No, he's the best. I have been through lots of training over my 30-plus years in sales. And, you know, the guy is from the East Coast. He's a New Jersey, Philadelphia guy. Some people don't like that East Coast abruptness. But he's right on in everything he says. And he's to the point. And he has fun. And he makes jokes about himself. And he understands the human psyche. And he studied this. And he started late in life as a writer and as a thinker and as somebody of significance. So I encourage everybody to look him up. I think his website's bygitomer.com.
Okay.
And it's brilliant.
Okay. Well, Brad Beck, one other thing. You are the vice president of education for our club right now, but you are also one of the co-founders. And when I see each of us improving on our public speaking, I look at you and you're kind of like a proud father because you're seeing so many of these people, you know, really thrive and flourish. So thank you so much for your vision on that.
Well, thank you, Kim and Rick, and for your commitment and stepping up. And, you know, one of the visions of the club was to see people go from fear to fabulous, to see people have and gain confidence in their abilities, because we all have a message that's significant, and the value that that message has will resonate with other people. And so that's what we do in Toastmasters, is practice our oral communication, our leadership skill development, and the ability to make that message resonate with others.
Well, Brad Beck, thank you so much. The first time I showed up, my knees were knocking. I'm getting better, so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and wishing you and your family a very blessed and prosperous 2020.
Same with you both, and thank you so much, and keep the good work going.
Well, right back at you.
All right.
And Rick Rome, we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for being in studio.
Well, thank you, Kim. As I mentioned, it's always a pleasure and an adventure. So
It is, most definitely. And we love to have guests at our Toastmasters meetings. So Liberty Toastmasters Denver meets when?
The first and third Saturday of every month. Our next meeting will be on January 18th, so please feel free to attend. We have Toastmaster International training that offers, that the organization offers as well, to help us learn and grow and build our confidence. So we have a lot of support in the organization.
And the Liberty North?
And Liberty North is the second and fourth Saturday.
Okay, and the website?
And the website, go to libertytoastmasters.org and search a club near you, or go to Liberty Toastmasters Denver or Liberty Toastmasters North.
Okay. Well, Rick Rome, thank you so much for being in studio. I wish you and yours a very blessed and prosperous 2020.
And the same to you and yours, Kim.
Well, thank you. And so our quote for today is from Aristotle. He said, criticism is something we can avoid easily by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing. So with that, today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.